WOSU is in the second season of our podcast, Rivet, where we follow the next generation of workers. Tens of thousands of Columbus area young people are not working or in school. And at the same time, more than 250,000 jobs in Central Ohio remain unfilled. For the fourth episode, host Leticia Wiggins looks at how one aspiring mechanic used an internship to avoid the classroom.
Some people just don't like school. One of these people is Matt Connor. When the 18-year-old talks about school, he does so in a short, matter-of-fact way.
Never really a fan of school.
In high school, Mac didn't know why he needed to learn the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic over and over again.
Just one year after another year, it's just a little bit harder, a little bit harder, a little bit harder. It's all the same kind of concept, so you kind of get to just English class. I already know how to read. There's a lot of jobs that, you know, you do need that. But for me, I really don't need to learn this stuff.
Some students like academic work and thrive in high school. For others, it's a real drag. Mac knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to work on cars as a mechanic. School wasn't preparing him for that, so there wasn't an incentive to go. But this changed when he visited Fort Hays Career Center his sophomore year. Fort Hays is a magnet school with a career tech program. Students attend their home school for half the day and learn career skills at Fort Hays the other half. When Mac learned about their automotive technology program, he decided to finish up his junior and senior year at Fort Hays. The school is tapped into the needs of local employers, one of which is COTA, the Central Ohio Transit Authority. Tracy Spikes is a learning and development coordinator for COTA. She says her company needs more mechanics and knew Fort Hays could help.
We knew that we had a shortage in mechanics, and we had to think about what resources in the community could we utilize in order to fill that gap, that skills gap, and not only do that, but in turn, train our own workforce. So we chose to, you know, seek out different career tech programs that included an automotive program.
Collectively, Fort Hays and COTA created an internship open to students in the automotive technology program that paid $10 an hour. Mac took advantage of the opportunity. He learned the ins and outs of maintaining and working on COTA buses, from cleaning them to fixing them. The program not only provides students with on-the-job experience, it also promises a job at COTA immediately after high school graduation. The students then become apprentices in the local transport workers union, where they will eventually become technicians and journeymen and make as much as $30 an hour. The idea is to retain the workers COTA trains, to hire them.
We have the talent here, and the talent in the industry, it's really hard to find good talent. But when you know what you have right here in front of you, why would you let that walk out the door?
Meeting the traditional graduation requirements at his old school was a challenge for Mac. But Ohio has three paths to graduation. You can achieve a minimum score on the ACT or SAT, you can pass an exit exam, or, as Mac did, you can earn an industry credential. Industry credentials mean a business or trade association's approval that the student demonstrates a mastery of skills. This system helps Mac and other students like him, who aren't thriving in a conventional school setting, to excel and graduate. Down at COTA's shop on Broad Street, Mac and the band of recent hirees from the Fort Hays partnership walk down the pedestrian strip while long buses coast around them. It's the last day before the big test that officially allows them to drive these buses. When a bus breaks down, Mac's the one who will drive it back to the shop and repair it. This is the type of work he wants to be doing.
What I do here is what I like to do. I don't like sitting down in an office, sitting in front of a computer. I don't like that stuff. I like working with my hands.
Since I last spoke with Mac, he passed the big test, the CDL, or commercial driving license test, that qualifies him to drive COTA buses. Now he's making almost three times what he did as an intern for COTA. Partnerships with schools and businesses are helping students like Mac connect to available jobs. And this, in turn, keeps COTA buses rolling. For WOSU News, I'm Leticia Wiggins.
WOSU's podcast Rivet is part of American Graduate Getting to Work. That's a national initiative made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can hear the podcast and learn more about career readiness at WOSU.org/American Graduate.